I ran into something really strange once, back in the fall of 2018. It was during a hunting trip in Idaho, at this place I love, the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness. I was out there hunting elk, something I've been doing for a few years. Basically, I was just doing what my dad also did. He was really into hunting. He would say there's nothing like the feeling of chasing and catching an elk. And he was right, it's pretty exciting if you're into that kind of thing. Not sure if it's good or bad, but it's what works for us. So, there I was in Selway. The cold fall wind was really getting to me though, that particular day. But the ground under my feet was showing some good signs. There were elk tracks all over the place. I carried my gun and went further into the woods, only hearing far-off crows at that point. Because I started early, I already had a few hours under my belt when the sun came up over the hills. As I followed the obvious marks after a few hundred feet, something didn't seem right. The prints weren't consistent, and they were too indented. An elk's foot wouldn't make such big dents in the ground unless they were scared out of their wits. And even then, it would be a far stretch. So the footprints were strange. They were much larger and deeper. Not the print of a hooved animal. They were almost like a guy wearing snowshoes. The thought came to me that it might be a horse, but there aren't any horse trails near there. So I decided to follow the tracks. The more I looked at them, the more uneasy I felt. It was as if with every step I took closer to whatever made these tracks, I was getting more and more anxious. I know a lot about elks, their behaviors and routines. But this was something new, and I felt like I should probably leave it alone. But curiosity is a strong thing. It was just too intriguing. So I kept going. I knew this could be riskier than dealing with an elk, so I stayed sharp. I kept checking my rifle to make sure it was ready, just in case. Time just blended together out there. The wilderness can mess with your sense of time. You often forget to eat, sleep, and even fear can be confusing. Sometimes you just feel like you're another creature trying to survive. I was busy checking out these weird footprints, and this strong smell hit me. It was disgusting, like a mix of trash and a wet dog. It was so bad, it's as though it was clinging to me. But I just kept following the footprints. That bad smell was still lingering around the edges, and a word kept popping into my head. I tried to push it away, but it just kept coming. Sasquatch. I was hunched down behind some thick plants at the edge of the clear area, figuring out my next step when I saw it. A huge thing was standing there, a dark shape against the sunset with its back to me. It was just massive. I couldn't even wrap my head around how big it was. I'd say it was about 8 or 9 feet tall. Huge and really bulky. I've seen guys with muscles, but this one topped them all. Looked like a massive bodybuilder. The sunset reflected off its reddish-brown hair, giving it a fiery look. I couldn't believe it. I felt so nervous, like I'd eaten stones or something. I was shaking, not because I was cold, but because I was so confused and having a hard time. Breathing even seemed harder, like the air was somehow thicker or heavier. I instantly gripped my rifle tighter. It was cold and helped keep me focused. Then I saw the creature's face and it freaked me out. It had a sharp chin and a big jaw, kind of like a human, but the eyes were deep and obviously smart. The kind of smart that's scary. Its nose was flat and wide, and it had these big teeth sticking out. Definitely not human. Out of nowhere, it roared loudly. The sound bounced around the silent forest and overpowered even the cicada's noise. The roar was so powerful I could feel it in my body, like the shockwaves from a big gong. I was so scared for a moment, I forgot to breathe. It was the scariest thing in my life, facing this monster with only a rifle to protect me. Then, as fast as it showed up, it spun around and vanished into the thick woods, quiet as a ghost. All that remained was the fading sound of its growl, the smell it left behind, and my pounding heart. I don't know how long I just stood there, frozen and staring at the spot where the creature vanished, hardly able to breathe. Everything around me just went back to normal, like nothing happened. It still feels like a dream, too unreal. But you can't really pretend to be that scared. Now I don't see the Selway area wilderness the same way anymore. The woods aren't just for hunting anymore. They're full of scary stuff and things we can't explain. I never caught another glimpse of the creature, didn't smell its gross scent, or heard its growl again. But I kinda wish I could see it again, even though it might be a stupid thing to do. But a larger part of me wants those visions to just stay as old memories, and that creature I met to continue being just a shadow in the sunset. A scary encounter better left in the past. Writing about it makes me feel a bit better. It helps me cope with the fear. Even if it sounds weird, that creature may have actually done me some good. I listen to your show a lot, and I finally got something weird of my own to share. I live in Pocahontas County, West Virginia, which is God's country, you know. But what I saw the other day wasn't a creature of God's making. I know a bunch of people like to say the end of days is near. At the time, I never paid attention to all that nonsense, but now I am not so sure. I work at a gas station on a pretty deserted stretch of road, just farms all around as far as the eye can see. It gets pretty boring, and most of the time me and the owner, Billy, just hang around and shoot the breeze. I gotta wonder how that man keeps his bills paid, cause I tell you what, that station isn't bringing in much cash. But his business is his business, so I'm not asking any questions. Just glad to have a job right now anyway. A lot of my friends still aren't working. It was a Wednesday, and we were hanging out in the chairs he's got sitting up by the side of the building. There had only been 4 customers all day, and Billy was rambling on with some fishing story he'd told me a million times. But I was bored as hell. So what was I gonna do? Tell him to shut up? I was pretty much tuning him out anyway. Just nodding my head and saying, uh-huh. Then we heard a shotgun fire, real close by. That's not that unusual, but then it went twice more, and Billy looks at me and says that the fox is probably in Garner's chicken coop again. And I said, uh-huh, and then we started talking about raising chickens, when all of a sudden, we saw it. There was this giant bird-like creature flying straight over the treetops, heading in our direction. I say bird-like because it wasn't a bird at all. It looked like a small dragon, even though that sounds like one of Billy's tall tales. I couldn't see it that good, but good enough to know it wasn't one of God's creatures. Billy says, well, actually I am not going to say what he said, but he was surprised as hell, just like me. And then we saw it land over in the trees right across the road. I couldn't believe my eyes, so I asked Billy, did that look like a dragon to you? And he said, not a dragon, but a gargoyle. Well, I've never seen a gargoyle, so I don't know if that's right or not. But he says, it's one of Satan's creatures for sure. I'm gonna get my gun. Now don't be calling me a chicken, but I gotta say, I wasn't liking the idea one bit of us going there across the street where the thing landed. I mean, it looked big, as big as a yearling calf at least. And if it had come from hell, who knows what demonic powers it would have. I had my doubts Billy's gun would do much good against it. I'm sitting there, wondering how I could get out of going over there with him, when we heard a truck come roaring up the road, from the direction it was coming from, and the bad muffler, I could tell it was Jerry Garner's old pickup. Yep, Jerry screeches into the parking lot a second later, hopping out looking mean as hell. He's got his rifle in his hand. Billy asked him, that creature come from your place, the one with the wings. And Jerry says, yeah, it was in my barn when I went in there to get a feed sack. It was hanging from the rafters upside down. I said, like a vampire? And he shook his head and said, this ain't no vampire. It's one of Satan's cronies. Billy tells him that it landed in the trees over a ways. Then says, let me go get my gun and we'll blast it back to hell. Jerry nods and tells us he already winged it. But I don't know about that since the thing was flying just fine. Billy came out with his gun and he and Jerry started off. I just said, hey, I'll stay here in case we get a customer. They didn't answer and I felt kind of ashamed because we all knew I was just saying that because I was scared. They crossed the road and I watched them until they went into the trees. Then I couldn't see them anymore. I prayed for them though, standing there in the parking lot. I asked God to watch over them. A shotgun blast, then another. And all of a sudden, I see that thing fly up out of the trees. I don't think they hit it. It started heading right for the gas station, and I almost lost it in my pants. I changed my prayers right quick, asking the Lord to protect me, because I surely thought that creature was making a beeline for me. It flew right over my head and kept on going. I could see these giant leathery wings and a small head, shaped like a horse's head. It had a tail like a dragon, though, too high up for me to see its face or say what color it was. But I sure was glad it kept on going. Billy and Jerry came running back across the road, yelling they hit it and looking in the sky, but it was gone. I don't think they hit it at all. I told them the direction it went, and they were quiet for a minute. No telling where it was, I guess, so how could you follow it? Billy went in the store and grabbed a couple of brews, and we all sat down then. Jerry said he was going to tell our preacher about it, and Billy and I just nodded. That was probably a good idea. It's just my opinion, but I don't think a man or even 10 men could bring down a creature from Satan. I think God and his angels will have to take care of it. Well, that's all I got to say. Thanks, and may the Lord protect us all. I was out on a random late-night drive, just cruising around New Jersey on some back roads near my house. It's not like the area is known for being lively at night. Can't remember the exact date, but I do remember there was a full moon that night, casting some weird shadows all over the place. You might be curious as to why I was alone, at night, just driving around. The fact is, I've always liked to go on long drives by myself. It helps me think, and this empty bit of road was perfect for getting away from it all. I really enjoy the peace and quiet, only interrupted by the sound of my old car's engine. The only hint of anyone around, everything was just kind of normal. Even my constant overthinking seemed to disappear with the constant sound of my tires on the gravel road. It was just me, my truck, and the open road. The only light came from my headlights, making long shadows that moved around in the bushes while I carefully drove on the curvy road. Sometimes, I'd open the car windows to let in the cool, pine-scented air. Now and then, I'd hear some noises from the bushes or a bird somewhere far off. That's pretty typical when you're driving through the woods at night. I've been on this road plenty of times, seen all sorts of animals like deer and raccoons, scared off by my car's headlights. Somewhere in the middle of my drive, when I was far from any town or city, I noticed something weird in my back mirror. At first, it was just a small shine, like two tiny spots of light showing up in my mirror. I saw some lights far away in the dark, under the moonlight. I wondered why another car would come on this random back road at the same time as me. But then, I noticed the lights weren't coming closer like a car would. They were going up. I felt a bit nervous, and on edge when I slowed down my truck, looking hard into the rearview mirror. My hands clenched the old steering wheel and I felt super alert. I tried to brush off my initial fear to check out what was happening through the mirror during my late night drive. Just when I was about to think those growing shapes were just illusions, things became eerily silent outside. Everything then got quieter, and all I could hear was nothingness around me. Suddenly, my headlights spotted something fast moving across the road up ahead. I stopped the truck without even thinking, and I couldn't let go of the steering wheel. Then, I saw it. I saw this weird animal in my car's headlights. It was huge, like 7 feet tall, and was covered in dark, thick fur that was being blown around by the wind. It was standing on two legs, kind of like a person, and you could tell it was really strong. I was just sitting there, holding onto the steering wheel tight, feeling awe and scared at the same time. Then, I heard this low, menacing growl breaking the silence. I realized it came from this creature, which was kind of shaped like a dog, but was standing up like a person. Even in the weak truck headlights, you could see its strong, lean muscles. The creature moved closer to the truck, and you could hear its long claws crunching on the gravel. I saw its eyes. Were they shiny yellow, or just bouncing off my car lights? I was too stunned to figure it out. I could barely catch my breath. My heart was beating madly. I didn't dare to move or breathe. In the weak light, I saw something that scared me stiff. It had a face full of scars, with a big forehead and a short snout instead of a nose, including wide open nostrils. Its bright, hunting-like eyes stared at me. The air got stuffy and stank. It smelled like something rotten. The thing threw its head back and howled so loud you could hear it all through the trees. I lost it then. I started my truck and hit the gas, tearing down the empty highway. As I was driving away as fast as I could, I took one last look in the rearview mirror. The last thing I saw were its bright eyes as I drove away into the night. Whatever it was, Dogman or something else, I know I won't forget what it looked like. It stuck in my mind as a creepy reminder of the mysteries hidden in those empty woods. I haven't driven on that road since then, and I don't think I ever will again. For me, not knowing what it really was is the hardest part. This strange thing happened to me back when I used to work as a trail fixer in the White Mountains in New Hampshire. It happened one cooler morning in August a couple of years ago. My work was all about keeping the trails in good shape and safe for hikers. Working outdoors really gets me going. I love being outside, breathing the fresh air. It's so calming and I just feel so drawn to nature. Well, it can also be tough and frustrating at times. Before getting started that day, I took some time and enjoyed the amazing view. Thick woods covering the lower part of the mountains, and the sunrise starting to shine from behind, creating long shadows along with the gray fog in the valleys. I used a pick, mattock, and shovel, working hard to fix a footpath that got damaged from the rain. My muscles ached from lifting heavy rocks and all the digging, but seeing the path get fixed was really satisfying. I was just taking a breather, enjoying a quiet moment when the wind blew through the leaves, which felt great on my sweaty face and arms. Then, I noticed something odd. I felt like I was being watched, though it was so slight. But the feeling was weird and nagging, like an itch you can't quite find. Suddenly, there was this weird clicking noise in the woods, on and off. It sounded like two rocks hitting each other, or a metal thing falling down. That, of course, was odd for the forest to sound like metal. Usually, I know what's making the noise in the forest. This felt so weird and out of context, like it was interrupting nature's flow. I was trying to figure out where the noise was coming from when I noticed a strange figure moving fast in the distance. The weird part was that it was able to move faster than everything else out in the wild. It'd pop up at the corner of my eye and then vanish just as quickly, then show up again far on the other side of me, like a flickering image that lingers for a bit and then goes away. This thing was super quick, like insanely quick. I tried really hard but couldn't quite catch where it was moving each time. From what I saw, it was thin and light-colored and looked about 4 to 7 feet tall. But honestly, it's hard to say for sure because it was zooming around so fast. It kind of looked like it was crawling, or rather, scurrying around on all fours with some mad speed. Something about that shape really caught my attention. I just brushed it off, thinking it was probably just some animal, and decided to get on with my work. However, I kept hearing a weird clicking noise in between the sounds of my tool hitting the ground and the leaves stirring. Suddenly, like a flash, that thing I'd seen before jumped out from the bushes. It scared the hell out of me. There it was, just out in the open, right in front of me. It was pale and skinny, and kind of looked like a freaky version of a person. But it was the face, or what should have been its face, is what I remember the most. I remember it really clearly, like it stuck in my head. It had big black eyes that looked like empty spaces and a big mouth, but I couldn't see a nose. The thing was making this loud, creepy clicking sound, like it was trying to talk or maybe give a warning. It disappeared as fast as it showed up. One moment it was right there, scared the daylights out of me, and then the next moment it was gone, swallowed up by the wild where it came from. After what I saw, everything went quiet, and even the normal sounds of the forest seemed too quiet. My day was a total mess after that. I was jumpy and stressed out. Any little sound or shadow scared the hell out of me. I couldn't focus on work and kept checking over my back constantly. But despite my efforts, the creature didn't come back. As the day started to end, I realized I felt like I didn't belong there, even though this was a place I always felt free before. I felt a bit sad when I realized what was happening. Could it be nature was trying to take back its territory, telling me to back off? While I walked back to where I started, my stuff felt really heavy, and the usual pretty path felt more creepy than nice. Usually, being in the woods calmed me down, but this time, I just felt uneasy. I was so tired, but I had a hard time sleeping that night. And when I did sleep, I just dreamt of those creepy black eyes and that weird clicking noise. Sometimes I tell people the story, if they're interested. Some of them just think I imagined the whole thing, that I was just worn out. Honestly, I'm sure what I saw wasn't just a normal animal. It was creepier, like a clue to a mystery you'd find deep in the forest. I've spent years outdoors, and this experience made me realize something. Even with all our progress and discoveries, there are still things in this world that we don't understand, especially out in the wild. And maybe we're just not meant to understand it, or even know why it's there. Nature is pretty good at tricking us. It looks calm and peaceful, but it's actually hiding so much behind the scenes. It began just like any regular day. It happened some years back, on a super clear night with a million stars in the sky. I was hanging out at the Chief Cornstalk Wildlife Management Area in West Virginia. It was just me and the light breeze and the sound of crickets. Being a lone wolf, I'm used to enjoying my own company. All I brought with me was a little picnic basket with a few sandwiches, some cheddar cheese, and a bottle of Cabernet. Right after work, I headed to this peaceful place. It was literally just me, having a picnic at night. But there's something about being outside that really does it for me. I just wanted to chill in the moonlight, hear the birds, and feel the cool wind. When it's just me and nature, it's really the only time that I can totally relax. I found this cool spot with nothing blocking my view of the night sky. I set up my blanket away from the trees, sitting there with my food and wine. It was like something off a peaceful picture. I was in the middle of my second sandwich when I realized something was different. You know that creepy feeling you get when you feel like you're suddenly not alone? But that wasn't only how it felt. The night was getting different. The wind got stronger in a way that gave me goosebumps. You could hear it blowing through the leaves and rustling up small branches. The quiet crickets made things seem weird. Then I suddenly noticed something. Out of the corner of my eye, I spotted a dark figure across the field, half hidden by the trees. It was huge, definitely taller than me, and it kind of looked like a man. I realized that this figure wasn't just a shadow. It was actually super dark, like it was absorbing all the light around it. I would have brushed it off as just some creepy dude staring at me, if I didn't have this nagging feeling that there was something weird about him. Out of nowhere, there was a sudden flash behind the figure. It was waving, rustling, and making weird shapes that I couldn't really figure out at first. I then watched as it opened up its giant, scary wings. I got seriously freaked out, and it totally hit me hard. I was so shocked that I couldn't even move. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This wasn't a normal person at all. And there I was, all alone and exposed in what I now knew was its territory. It started moving through the open area, not walking or running, more like sliding, and it was super fast. All I could see was its black shape, but I could definitely feel its presence too. What started as a peaceful night was turning scary really quick, and it was now heading towards me. It had spotted me the same time I noticed it. You're probably thinking I'm just some dude drinking wine in the moonlight and seeing stuff that's not there. But I'm not making up some ghost story because I'm drunk, and it wasn't just shadows messing with me. I was there, saw everything, as clear as the wine in my hand. I was scared out of my mind lying on my blanket watching that thing coming closer. Each beat of its big wings was like a scary noise in the quiet night. Suddenly, the animal halted. A really loud flapping noise broke the silence. Its huge wings were completely open, casting a big shadow that covered the whole open area. I felt a wave of fear rise in me as I tried to hold in a gasp. I recall staring at it, trying to wrap my head around every detail. It had big, tough wings spread out, and it was probably about 5 feet tall. Its size was one thing, but its blank face with faintly glowing red eyes was another. It completely freaked me out. Then, all of a sudden, the flapping sounds got faster. It looked like it was about to fly. So its glowing eyes slowly vanished as it flew off into the night. I watched it go, half freaked out, half amazed. It was just a dark shape against the moon as it got further and further away, until I couldn't see it anymore. Now, all alone, I just sat there trying to work out what the heck just happened. Was it just the wine playing tricks on me, or did I really see a creature from a spooky tale? I wish I could tell you that was the end of it, but seeing that creature really messed with me, even after it was gone. I was scared and fascinated for days, trying to make sense of what happened. I couldn't even laugh properly. Nothing tasted good and I couldn't sleep. Where I lived, once so peaceful and normal, now seemed strange and unreal because of what I had seen. I've tried to forget about it, push it to the back of my mind, but it still haunts my dreams every night. The idea that such a thing exists out there in the wild has completely changed how I see the world. Regular guys like me aren't supposed to experience stuff like this, but it did happen. And it's changed my life forever. Every time I hear a noise in the bushes or footsteps in the dark, it reminds me of the scary night with that creepy creature.